Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi third quarter 2018 consolidated results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi Group third quarter 2018 results conference call. With me, Mr. Micheli, Head of IR and M&A, Mr. Chiodetto, Investor Relations, and Mr. Biella, CFO. As usual, we will begin a few brief comments before opening the floor to Q&A session. The general competitive scenario confirms to be challenging due to increases of raw material prices, currencies volatility, pressure on prices from competition, and so far, all these headwinds have been developing slightly above the management expectations. The third quarter has confirmed that positive underlying growth as shown in the first half of the year. In the quarter, in continuity with the first six months, we highlight the solid evolution of the coffee segment, supported by strong dynamics of the fully automatic coffee machines, which are currently still the main driver of the group's performance. Overall, the quarter revenue grew by 5.7%, but net of the negative currency impact, the organic growth would have been +7.4%. For the full year, we still envisage an estimated negative currency effect of about 3 percentage points of growth due to the depreciation of export currencies, mainly the US dollar, the ruble, the Australian dollar, and the British pound. In the nine months, at an organic level, all macro geographical areas have grown, with a trend that has been particularly favorable for the EMEA region, strongly recovering in the third quarter, APA region, led by North America, Greater China, and Japan, and Northeast Europe, with Russia, Poland, and Benelux in the first ranking, but with still U.K. down by mid-single digits. Also, Southwest Europe was positive, even if at a low single-digit rate in the nine months and flattish in the third quarter, with an even performance at an individual market level and affected by the planned decision of our partner, Nestlé, to take over the direct distribution of Nespresso EM machines to their Nespresso boutiques. In terms of product breakdown, we highlight the growth of the coffee machine segment, which continues to be the pillar of this year's growth. In particular, the fully automatic machines delivered a remarkable organic growth, and the manual machines, a high single-digit expansion. Also, taking in consideration that the new products recently launched will deploy their effect in the first half of next year. The capsule system performance was affected, particularly in the third quarter, by the difficult comparison with last year, which had benefited from the launch of the bestseller Nespresso Lattissima One, and by discontinuities represented by the above-mentioned decision of Nestlé to take over the direct distribution to Nespresso boutiques. The food preparation segment, at an organic level, came to an encouraging stabilization, although the underlying global market remains sluggish, and kitchen machines failed to show a change of their negative pattern. We highlight the vitality of the hand blenders of Braun and the recovery of the food processors family. Finally, the quarter delivered a strong bounce of the comfort category, with a very positive performance of the heating and air conditioning products, together with an upbeat trend of the Braun branded irons and steam generators. As regards to margins, as we said, despite the raw material prices increases, the exchange rates volatility and some pressures on prices have affected our profitability, bringing the net industrial margin down to 47.2% from 49% in the third quarter. In particular, the currency impact accounted for minus 6.6 million euros, equal to around 0.5 percentage points of the margin in the quarter. In fact, the negative effect of foreign exchange on margin was slightly above our initial expectations and amounted to almost 10 million euros at an EBITDA level in the 9 months. However, the weaker US dollar was still playing in our favor, helping in reducing the negative effect of the devaluation of most of the export currencies on margins. In the 9 months, adjusted EBITDA stood at 162.2 million euros, with a slight margin decline of 0.4 percentage points on revenue. However, looking at the third quarter, we highlight the encouraging performance of the adjusted EBITDA, amounting to 53.1 million euros, which delivered an organic margin expansion from 12.1% to 12.4% of revenues. Thus, confirming the sound contribution of the organic operating leverage and the actions of the group to deploy the cost efficiencies to counterbalance the external headwinds. Operating income amounted to 112.9 million euros in the 9 months, equal to 8.7% of revenues after amortization increased by 2.2 million euros. Finally, the adjusted net profit net of non-recurring operating and financial items of approximately minus 10.5 million euros accounted to 85.8 million, up by euro 3.4 million compared to 2017, while net profit amounted to 82 million euros in the 9 months and 26 million in the quarter. Moving to the balance sheet figures, the net financial position as of September 30th was positive for 54.5 million euro, which compared with 250.6 million euro at the end of last year. The approximately 196 million euro of cash absorption of the first 9 months are largely explained by 149.5 million euro paid in dividends and by approximately 44 million euro spent on CapEx. Furthermore, although the 9 months structurally mark the peak of the cash absorption of the annual financial cycle, the year we experience a higher concentration of inventories due to current strong growth trend and anticipation of the fourth quarter, the strongest one in terms of sales and profitability. In the 12 months, from September 17 to September 18, the ratio of the net working capital to revenues rose to 19% from 17.7%, mainly as a consequence of the growth trend and the expected sales of the last quarter, which brought a stock increase and higher trade receivables, the latter ones offset by the increase of the trade payables. To conclude my overview of the results of the 9 months, the past and current underlying trend of sales are encouraging and confirming our expectations of an organic growth in revenues for the full year at a high single-digit rate and an adjusted EBITDA value in line with the high end of the consensus range between 320 and 339 million euros. This concludes my introduction, and now we can open the floor to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is relating to pricing headwinds that you highlighted in the press release. If you can discuss a little bit on that. And my second one is related to profitability. So considering that raw material pricing and forex headwinds are turning a little bit higher than your initial expectation, and at the same time you're confirming the full year guidance. What should we expect on A&P expenses? If I remember well, in the second quarter they were a little bit below expectation, and you said you expected a recovery and acceleration in the second part of the year. Is this still the case, or should we expect an overall reduction in your initial expectation in this kind of expenses? Thank you.
Thank you, Nicolò. About pricing, I'm referring to some price adjustments that were made in even some very important markets where we thought that we were over-indexed versus competition, or some in some cases over-indexed versus the rest of the long geographies. In example, China, as an example, China, we were over-indexed versus the rest of the long. So we have strategically decided to be more aggressive in these markets. And these markets, the main ones I want to quote are Germany, are Russia, and China. This was planned, and this is also helping the group in delivering the strong growth results. This might cause some margin disruptions, as you see, in the short term, but we are now well positioned to continue our growth pattern, and I don't expect this to continue in the future. On the contrary, in some markets like Russia now, because of the new exchange rates, we will pass on now a price increase on the entire range, not just on specific products, on the entire range. And we will try to offset the currency devaluation throughout this price increase, which has not yet impacted, but will progressively impact in quarter four and also in the first half of 2019. With regard to the margin, so we expect the margins to get better in the quarter four and also next year, and this will allow us to increase A&P, which are now not yet been increased. I announced that we want to spend more in A&P to support our growth, and you will have an A&P absolute value increase in quarter four. This will be allowed also by the strong operational leverage we have in quarter four. We expect a strong growth, and also we expect operational leverage. So we think that despite the increased A&P in quarter four, we will be able to meet our targets.
Thank you.
The next question is from Alessandro Cecchini with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everybody, and good evening. My first question is about coffee. You underlined in the first half that organic growth was plus 22%. I would like to know what is the trend for the 9 months, and so in this way the implicit trend for the third quarter. Then my second question is about kitchen machines. You underlined in the first half that the growth was plus 3%. In the press release, you underlined some weakness in this category. I would like to better understand the current development in the third quarter. My third question is about the Nespresso. The Nestlé decision, I would like to better understand what could be the potential impact that you could expect for 2019 at the full speed. And finally, about the Forex and raw material guidance, I would like to better understand your updated guidance on these two important elements, probably Forex, you underlined the last time, minus 10 million, now we are already 10 million, so I presume that is a little bit worse. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, the line was a bit disturbed, so I couldn't hear the second question. Can you rephrase the second question, please?
Yes, the second question was about kitchen machines that you underlined that in the first half organic growth was plus 3%. I would like to better understand, considering your statement, the trend that you experienced in the last quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. The growth in coffee machines in the 9 months are now slightly below the trend that we were having in the first half. Now the growth rate is at 16%. In the quarter, we had a single-digit growth at around 6%, but this is because of the Nespresso impact that I mentioned before. And maybe I go also directly to your question about the boutiques. We think that the full impact will be absorbed almost entirely in this year. Maybe some fallback also on the first half of next year, but we don't expect a major impact on next year. Also, I remind you that we have exited a couple of markets with Dolce Gusto, which are also impacting our overall growth rate on coffee. But excluding the Nespresso impact and Dolce Gusto impact, the growth rate of our core, products like pump machines and fully auto is not dissimilar to the trend that you have we have experienced in the first half. So we feel very strong about the trend to continue. And to give you a little hint on what's happening, we see this continuation also in the month of October and beginning of November, which is giving us greater confidence on the coffee performance at year end. With regard to kitchen machines, indeed you're right. In the first half, we were slightly positive in kitchen machine. The quarter has been slightly negative now in the kitchen machines. This is also because we have exited some promotional activities in the Italian market that were not repeated. We think now also that we've seen a trend in October and now we are back to growth again. I've said before, this is a year where we're going to have better quarters and worse quarters in food preparation and also in kitchen machines. We expect now probably to have a better quarter in kitchen machine in quarter four, so we expect to go back to growth in this segment. I want to highlight that we have some positive signs in certain geographies. So, for instance, Eastern Europe is doing very well, and we're happy also about our Middle East performance, which is very strong in the quarter. But also I highlight that Middle East can be very unpredictable. So I don't want to get too much excited about the Middle East performance. I'm happy with what's happening. I think we're doing very well compared to the competition. But at the same time, I warn you that the Middle East is still very, very fragile as a market with political uncertainties and difficulties in many key markets. About the Forex, you're right as well. We are already at minus 10 million at the EBITDA level, which is probably closer to the expectation we had by year end, we think now we wanted to revisit our year-end forecast, so I think FX for the year can be now closer to maybe 15 million euros rather than at EBITDA level, of course, rather than the 10 million euro that we gave as an early indication at the beginning of the year.
And about raw material?
Raw material, we had some increase in the prices. We confirm an impact for full year at around 1.5%. So we expect 1% impact in line with what we gave as an earlier indication.
Okay. So basically, just to sum up, the only difference that we can assume from this reporting from the previous one is the slightly deterioration in term of forex. In fact, you reported 329 versus 329. Is the only difference, probably?
Yes, for the moment. Also, to give some indication, I would like to underline that in the quarter we had an organic margin expansion before exchange rates. So probably had we an impact of on exchange rates similar to what we were expecting, we would have delivered, despite the price adjustments we have mentioned, a margin expansion.
Okay.
Also giving us good confidence about quarter four.
Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Emanuela Mazzoni with Intermonte. Please go ahead, madam.
Yeah, thanks. My first question is on cash generation. So your current consensus is projecting some 276 million net cash at the end of this year. So this would imply some more than 220 million cash generation in quarter four. So the question is, are you comfortable with this figure, first of all? And then my second question is a clarification on A&P. So you said that you are going to increase the absolute amount of expenditures on design in the second half, in the last part of the year. So, but you didn't confirm the plus 50 basis point increase on a full year base. So are you reducing this increase in term of basis point year on year for the full year 18 versus full year 17? And then the last question is on mix. So you commented on prices, but could you provide us with some color on your performance in terms of mix over the quarter and maybe versus what you experienced in the first half? Thanks.
Okay. So the first question was about the cash generation. We think that the consensus maybe is now at 275 million cash generation. Sorry, net financial position at year end.
Yes.
Which probably now, in light of the current net financial position, is too high. I think we have still ahead of us the strongest quarter by far in terms of cash generation. I think that we should trim a little bit this in considering the level of inventories, mm-hmm. and also the fact that probably due also to the new duty and tariffs in America, we will probably import beforehand air conditioning in the United States, so we might have some impact on the working capital also due to specific circumstances. So I think that we probably would feel more comfortable with approximately we are more comfortable with a net financial position about €200 million.
Okay, thanks.
So maybe 200, maybe we can also do a bit better, but I would feel comfortable about 200.
Okay.
Yeah. Second question was about A&P. We are now spending in A&P fairly about the same in absolute value, the same spend we were spending last year. For the moment, we expect an increase in quarter four. It could be possible that we will increase below the initial guidance, also because of the impact of currencies also on advertising spend. At the time being, as we speak, in the 9 months, at constant exchange rates, the advertising spend would have increased of approximately 3%, because we have a positive effect of €4 million, which is reducing at constant, at the current exchange rate, are spent by about €4 million. I think that in quarter four we will increase our spend, as we said, but we might have some positive effect on the current level. The other question was about the mix. For the moment, we don't see any positive impact on mix. Actually, we have a slightly negative mix of approximately €1 million at EBITDA level on the 9 months. So it's a slightly negative, but almost close to zero, negligible.
Thanks.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Very quickly, if you may, look at the current level of the raw material prices right now. Is that correct to expect some slight inflation also for next year? I mean, considering maybe that the raw material went a little bit up throughout 18, so maybe the current level is higher than at the beginning of the year. So was just to understand what's your view on this. And the second question is related to your expected growth potential for next year. If you can quickly please recap what are maybe your new markets or your new products that you are launching in maybe in the existing markets. The major growth driver that you are expecting for next year. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So about the raw material, I think that we are seeing now that the raw material have peaked, so we don't expect further deterioration of I'd say the purchasing condition for the group. We might have some drag of the pricing in the first half, but we don't expect at the time being a major impact in 2019, as now for the moment the prices have stabilized. The second question about the potential. We think that coffee machines will continue to be our strongest growth driver. We have some negatives in the sense that the launch of the new machines was slightly postponed, which is a negative for 2018. But despite that, we are delivering a very strong growth in the year in line with our expectation. But this is maybe a positive because of the launch of the machine, the new machine that we have announced, which are La Specialista, which is a pump high-end machine, and also the new Maestosa, which is another double grinder, fully auto for the German market, and also the new Dinamica with electronic control will fully impact on next year. So these products will impact progressively from quarter one on. And so I'm very happy about the pipeline of new products that will help us in continuing the growth. I don't think we should expect an acceleration. This has been a phenomenal year. Feel very strong about the growth rate of coffee, and I think the new products will help us to continue to grow very, very nicely in coffee machines. Also, I like the next year will be the year of the full impact of the new brown irons and ironing systems, which are now performing very well in the market. We are very good, very encouraging signs above our initial budgets in many, many geographic areas. So I think also brown ironing will help our growth. We are obviously continue to be more cautious, more optimistic on food preparation, which now is stabilizing. And actually, we expect a good quarter in kitchen machine, and we expect this trend to continue also in 2018. But obviously, we are more cautious, and we're going to have a high growth expectation in the food preparation segment. By a geographic standpoint, I think that I would like to highlight two areas where we are doing very well. I think that will continue to help us in growing. One is United States. United States and North America are now the second market for the group. I have announced that it was not impossible a few months ago that United States would become the De'Longhi second market. I think that now, in the 9 months, we can say that North America, including Canada, United States and Canada, are now our second market, besides Germany and before Italy. This is a great success, and we expect also this trend to continue because of the investments in coffee and also the success of our product lines, also with Nespresso. The Nespresso venture is very successful in North America, and we expect this to continue in 2018. And also, that will highlight our strong performance in the Russian region, Russia, Poland, and Eastern Europe. We are winning market share, and the penetration of coffee is continuing. Plus, we are doing very well also with the brown product lines. So I think that you have to highlight two regions where I feel very strong with is North America and Eastern Europe.
Thank you very much.
Next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My first question is on the inventory. You mentioned the potential increase by year-end due to the duty from the U.S. So I was wondering if you can clarify the dynamic of the inventory because of the increased duties. And the second one is a more general question, if you can complete the overall picture for next year. So sharing with us how the A&P expenditure should trend in 2019 vis-à-vis this year. So if you are confirming a softening as a percentage of sales from above 10% level. And the other driver is related to the FX. So how should we see the FX moving next year as an impact on the EBITDA, given the hedged position as of today? Thank you.
On inventory, for the moment, our inventories are approximately 60 million more than last year. We think this gap to progressively reduce in the next months. So I think that we might have maybe 10 20 to 30 million more inventory than last year, due to also the greater inventories in the United States for the U.S. market on air conditioning. So I think that considering that we are growing very rapidly, and we have to increase our coffee machine inventories worldwide, this this gap is in line with our growth pattern and ambitions, and also considering the needs of early imports in North America due to the new tariffs and duties. I think this is fairly good. In terms of advertising and promotion, the group will invest more in advertising and promotion in behind our coffee machines. It's probably too early to give a guideline for next year. I think ideally we want to spend more, but probably also as a result of the exchange rates, probably to trim a little bit the investment on the say the models, on the financial models, so maybe is possible. And but we will make a decision on what is the advertising spend for next year later in the year in doing the budgeting, the finalization of our budget. And so it's a little bit too early to comment on that. Also, the same would apply to FX.
Okay.
It's a very volatile currency market. We have already done some hedging, to particularly in the first quarter. So I would say in the first quarter, for sure, in the first say 4 months, I don't expect a major impact. But then also for the remainder of 2019, we have to see what will happen in particular with the Chinese renminbi, and what will happen with the US dollar, which is very volatile, and maybe also what happened to ruble and other currencies. So we have a quite complex basket, and for the moment I would just comment that in the first 4 months we expect close to zero impact on currencies, and then we will see in the remainder of the year what will happen based on what will happen in the currency market in the next months.
Okay, just a follow-up question, if I may, on the net debt guidance for this year, which seems to be a little bit far away from the consensus. So a portion of this gap explained by the inventory build-up, but I was wondering what are the other factors explaining the remaining 30 million euros gap with the consensus.
Yeah, I think that historically our quarter four cash generation has ranged from 2014 on. We've generated in 2014, 186 million. In 2015, 125. In 2016, 148. In 2017, 158.
Uh-huh.
I think this year we will probably have maybe even stronger cash generation due to the high inventories we had so far. So I think that the ambition to have 200 million net financial position is not too ambitious. It's possible.
Okay, probably consensus was too optimistic.
Maybe consensus is 275 was too optimistic. And considering also the needs of extra inventories for air conditioning in the United States, and consider also that the growth rate is quite strong, we have to trim that.
Okay.
But I would like to still underline that there is a very, very strong cash generation.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Alessandro Cecchini with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, just a follow-up, because in the press release you underlined some competition that is a little bit worsening in some countries. I would like to, it's to, similar to what Seb said during the last conference call. I would like to better understand your view on this, in particular about your product categories that are also different from the product category of Seb. Thank you.
So the question was clear. The greater competitive pressure we are referring to, and also Seb is referring to. Actually, I can only speak for myself and our company. However, from our standpoint, in the past, we had strong growth in our in the coffee segment. We had a growth in food preparation. We had many very buoyant years on blending and blenders, and also on kitchen machine and food processors. Today we are experiencing a very flattish market in food preparation, and in ironing, which was maybe growing in the past at low single digit, now is in some cases declining. So we are definitely working in a more competitive environment where also the main players are using all their competitive means in order to win market shares and grow. So am I really very worried about this? Not really. I'm happy about the performance of the company. I think we're doing pretty well. I think that particularly I'm happy about our performances in the coffee machine. Maybe this year are coming at a higher expense because of some repositioning. But as I've said, for me, the price repositioning is completed now. I don't expect any further price repositioning other than the one we have done. Actually, I'm now expecting some margin expansion due to the price increase in certain geographies where maybe like Russia, the ruble devaluation would be now offset by price increases. So I acknowledge we're working in a more complicated environment, but I think that I feel confident about the stabilization of our margins or the improvement of our margin if we'll be able to deliver the price increases that were promised as usual.
Okay, many thanks, very very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. De'Longhi, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our conference call. Bye-bye.